Yeah. We're up to Perek Vov, which this Perek is called Kinyan HaTorah, because it talks all about the importance of learning Torah and what we gain from Torah, and how we are kind of the Torah. So it starts off, Shonu Chachomim B'Lashon HaMishnah. Hey, the Chachomim taught us in the same Lashon of the Mishnah, and Baruch, that means Baruch Hashem, Shebocha Bohem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them, the Chachomim, over Mishnosom, and what they learning, what they're teaching us. Now, Pshat in this Hakdomri is that really the sixth Perek is not really Mishnais, it's only Brises. So it says a Loshon Shono Chachomim is the same way in the Gemara we have a Loshon Aramic, we have a Loshon Tonu Rabbonin. That means the Chachomim taught us in a Brisa. So here, these Brises are taught by Loshon HaKodesh, they say a Loshon Shono Chachomim. And the Rabbeinu Yena learns that the Shvach here is like a Shvach Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that he went down to write the Torah Shebapeh, kidei that we shouldn't forget it. Because if he wouldn't have written down the Torah Shebapeh, we would have forgotten it. So that's the Baruch, and we're thanking Shebaruch Avem Uvi Mishnoisam. That Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote down the Torah Shebapeh, we're giving a Shvach. Yeah, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Oisek BaTorah Lishmo. Anybody that learns Torah Lishmo means for the sake of knowing Torah, of doing the Rotzon Hashem, is Zoycha L'Dvorim Harbe. He is Zoycha, he receives a lot of good things. Now some of us from learn, it's excluding for what it says later. Zoycha L'Dvorim Harbe, I think the Medrash Shmuel says, it means that he'll be Zoycha called Toivois Hoylam Hazeh, for learning Torah L'Shmo. For Lo Yoid, and not only this, Elo Shekolo Oylam Kuloi Kadai Huloi. The whole world is like in existence because of him. As it's kedai for the world to be in existence because of this person that learns Torah Lishmo. Because the tachlis of the brias of this world was Bishvil HaTorah. Like we darshan, it says, Bereishis Boro Lakim, and Chazal darshan in the Medrash Rabbah, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. Because of the Torah, the world was created. Shenemar Hashem Konani Reishis Darkai. So therefore, somebody that learns Torah Lishmo, for him it's worthy that the world should be in existence. Nikra Reya, as he is called the friend, which means a friend of Hashem. Ohuv, he is beloved by Hashem. Oyev Es Hamokom, he is the person that learns Torah himself. He himself learns, he himself loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyev Es Habriyos, he himself loves other people. And Misameach Es Hamokom, the fact he is learning Torah Lishmo, he makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, and Mesameach Es Habriyos, he makes the other people all around him happy. This is what you are zoche if you learn Torah Lishmo. And some of Farshim learn, Oyev Es Habriyos means he loves other people, that he's makarv them also to learning Torah. And since he loves to learn Torah, he wants his friends, other people also to learn Torah. Therefore he's called the Oyev Es Habriyos, he loves people to cause them also to come learn Torah. And therefore he's Mesameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Mesameach the other people by them also learning Torah. Umal Balshtoi Anova V'yiro. And he clothes himself, Malbalshtoi, like he wraps around himself, Anova, the mida of being an Anov, a humble person, V'yiro, and having Yiro Hashem. He's through learning Torah, you are Zeicha to these two good midas of Anova, being humble, and having Yiro. Hey, so in the Lashon Malbashtoi, your clothing is the pshat, because the midas of a person is his clothing. Something that's like the clothing of the neshama is the midas of a person. So Torah will give you the midas of Anova and Yiro, Umachshartoi Liyos Tzadik, and it will prepare you. Learning Torah will prepare you to become a tzadik. A tzadik means that you do all the mitzvahs that Hashem wants you. V'chosid. Some learns that even you do lefnei meshura sadin, Ros Chosin means between mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi, v'yoshor, v'libo, you'll be straight in your heart, you'll be straight, v'nemon, you'll be believed, you won't say any sheker, v'nemon b'diburoi, whatever you say will be believed. These are all tremendous midas you get through learning Torah. O merachak toy menachet, it keeps you away from doing chatoyim. You won't b'shloi koshel b'shum chet, even with machshava, even you won't think about doing chatoyim. That's what the schus of limud haTorah does. O mekarav toy l'dei schus, and it'll bring you closer to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. V'nenin mimenu eitza usoshiya bina ugvura. His v'nenin means all the people will have hanor, will have enjoyment from the Talmud Chochem that learns Torah. They will enjoy his eitza, his advice that he gives. V'soshiya, so means that's the limit of Torah that he teaches us. Bina, that's understanding, that's the eon of Torah. Ugvura, that's the strength, or some say Ugvura Shu Hamaisa, doing, will learn how to do things from him. Shenema, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Li Eitza Usoshiya Ani Bina Li Gvura. This all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to the people that learn Torah. That means Misha Isaac Vatero Lishmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him these midos. And Rabbi Yonah says, why is it says Lashon Usoshiya? Which means learning, as we have hanor from the learning that they teach us, because shemateshes koyches shel adam, because learning Torah takes away the koyches of the adam. That's why it's called soshia. V'noisenes loy malchus u'memshala, if they give to a Talmud Chacham malchus, koyche being a melech, and u'memshala, the koyche to rule, the power that people will listen to you, as the Gemara Brachos says, Kolodim sheish b'yira shemayim devarav nishmoyim, you'll be heard, you'll be listened to, v'chikor din, and you'll be able to understand klo, the psak halacha, you'll be able to be chikor es adin lamitoy, to be a shofet tzedek. This is if you learn Torah lishmo, o megalin loyrozei Torah, min ha-shemayim, they'll be megalo, they'll uncover to you the secrets of the Torah, rozei Torah, that the Pasuk says, soyid ha-shem liyireyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells certain things only to his Yireyev. V'nase kemayin hamizgaber. He'll be like a mayin, like a well that becomes stronger and stronger. O kenohor she'ena poisik, like a river that flows on and doesn't stop. V'heve tzonua, and he'll have a midas of tznius, of modesty. V'erech ruach, he'll always be easygoing, he won't get angry. O moichol al elboinoi, he'll always forgive if somebody embarrasses him or insults him. O megadaltoi, and you should know the learning of the Torah makes you big, makes you great. O meroi mamtoi, and he'll lift you up. Al kol hamasim, over all other things that were created. It's the thing that makes a person great and picks you up. That's the limud Torah lishmo. You learn Torah for the sake of knowing Torah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to know his Torah. The Mishnah Beis, Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Bechol Yoim Voyoim Bas Koel Yoitzeis Mehar Chorev. His every day a Bas Koel, a voice, comes out of Har Chorev, that's Har Sinai, that's where Torah was given. Omach Rezes V'yomeres. It screams out and it says, Oy Lohem Labriois, Oy Vei to the people, Me'el Boinoi Shel Torah. For the disregarding of Torah. What does that mean? No, they do not learn Torah, or else Rabbeinu Yonah says, either they don't learn the Torah, or else they learn, but shlei kero, they don't learn the right way, the way you're supposed to. Why? Shekol mi shein oisek ba-Torah, whoever does not learn Torah the right way, or does not learn Torah at all, of nikra nozuf. He is called a nozuf, which is mean a lashem menuda, he is like thrown away from Hashem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nezem Zohav V'yav Chazir, a golden ring on the nose of a Chazir, and Isha Yofa V'sarachtam, and an Isha, a nice lady, but Sarachtam, she does foolish things. So this Luchur is like the mashal of a golden ring, like the Torah, that's so Choshev, and what do you do with it? You put it on a Chazir, you put it on a pig. Same thing, you have the Torah and you don't learn it, or you don't learn the right way, it's a terrible thing. Who are then if you have a nice Isha and she becomes foolish, so you're taking a chosh of a thing and you're just making it foolish. Who are then you have the Torah and you don't learn it, you're doing foolishness. That's called nozuf. You're like thrown away from Hashem. Fight to the Pasuk says, V'yoymer the Pasuk in Shemoy says, V'ha luchos ma'ase elokim heima. The luchos was a ma'isa, a making of Hashem. V'ha michtov michtav elokim. And the writing was a writing of Hashem. Who chorus al haluchas was engraved on the luchas. So idashin al tikra chorus, don't read it chorus means engraved, elo cheris, becoming free, freedom. Shein lecha, what do we mean? Shein lecha ben chayrin elami she'oisek betalmud Torah. Who is considered a real free person? Only somebody that learns Torah. V'chol mi she'oisek b'Torah toder, and somebody that does learn Torah, kisei the toder, he's always learning Torah. Harei ze mesala, it lifts up the person. The person is mesala. Shenema, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, umimatona nachliel uminachniel bomis. From matona to nachliel, matona uminachniel bomis. Bomis means a lashon of high up. And like the Yochin says, that the beginning of the pasuk is umimatona. That means Hashem gives the Torah, b'teras matona. And if you mekabel, you learn it, you become to nachliel, yezeicha to nachla from Hashem. And with that, yezeicha to bomis to give us oilam. Now, pshat in the Mishnah, she'en l'cho ben chayrin, elami she'isek batalma Torah, who's called a freed person? Only somebody that learns Torah could be the pshat like this. That the pshat from chayrin is free is somebody that's working for himself. Mashenker and Eved means you're working for somebody else. So you have to know what's called yourself, that you're working for yourself. A person is made out of, we always say, Yisrael v'yaraisa v'kutshavrichu chadhu. He's a kodesh baruch hu. And the Torah and Klal Yisrael, every single Yid, is considered like one. In other words, what is yourself? What is a Yid? A Yid is made up from the Torah in you and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside you. So Mele, if you do learn Torah, that's called you're working for yourself. You're working to make yourself better. That's called the Ben Chorin. You're working for yourself. It's Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Elami Shoisek B'Talmud Torah. That's called you're working for yourself. Ma'ashenkin, if you're not Oisek in Talmud Torah, but Oisek in other things, Stam hanois, or stam doing averis, stam doing gezel, then the pshat, you're not working for yourself, because that's not what you are. You're working for your yetzirah. You're working for somebody else. Then that's not called a ben chayrin. But a ben chayrin means you're working for yourself, and yourself is Yisrael, the araisa, the kutshavruch, the chadu. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'loimed mechaveroi perek echot. If you learn from your friend one perek, a perek mishnayis, Oy halacha achas, he just teaches you one halacha. Oy posuk echod, he teaches you one posuk of chumish. Oy dibur echod means one thing of time that you don't understand by yourself. Any little thing in Torah, he teaches you dibur echod. Afilu ois achas, he only teaches you the union of one ois. The Moshe, there are some words in the Torah that is missing a vav, that has an extra vav. So he teaches you about this one ois. Where Vav is Moisaf al Inyan Rishon, is Tzarech Linhag by Kovid. You have to give him Kovid. Since he taught you Torah, so because of Torah, you have to give him back Kovid. Shekein Motzinu b'David Melech Yisrael. We find this by David Melech Yisrael. Shalaylo madmeach Achitoyfel el Shnei Dvorim Bilvad. He only learned two things from Achitoyfel. And still, Ukro Rabbi, he called in his Rebbe. Alufai, he called him his guide. Emudoi, he called him he has confidence in. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'ato enoish kerchi. He's you person, you're just like me. That's what David is saying about Achitofel. Alufi, you're my guide. Emudoi, I have confidence in you. So that's what David the Melech, how much cover he gave back to Achitofel. So Dr. Mishnah, V'yahaloi dvorim kal v'choyme. Oy v'zoy there's a kal v'choyme here. Oma David Melech Yisrael. Ma dich David, how great David the Melech was. Shalei lo mad ma'achi teufel ala shnei dvorim bovad. He only learned two things from ma'achi teufel. That's all. And still, kuro rabbi. He called him his rebbe. Alufi. Umi yudoi. Oy v'zoy. Is haloi mechaveroi. Perek Echot, if a normal person learns from his friend, that there's not that much of a difference between you and your friend. You learn a Perek Echot. Oy halocha achas, it teaches you halocha. Oy posuk echot, teaches you a posuk of chumish. Oy dibur echot, one inyan of Torah. Afilu ois achas, he only teaches you one ois, where you need the ois, where you don't need the ois. I'll be teaching you Torah. Is alachas kama v'chama, how much more and more. Shed tzorach linag by kovet, you have to give him back respect. V'yein kovod ela Torah. Is why do you have to give him respect? Because which person really deserves kovod? Only somebody that learns Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kavoid Chachomim Yincholu, that the Chachomim will inherit Kavoid. That means a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, he's the one that deserves Kavoid. Another Pasuk says, Usimimim Yinchalu Toiv. Also, Simimim, the people that are whole, that means Talmud Chachomim, they'll be Neichol, they'll inherit Toiv. What does Toiv mean? V'yein Toiv Ela Torah. They'll inherit Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al tazoidu. I gave you a good lekach, a good buying, and which is Torah, and don't leave it over. So therefore, Chachomim, they are the one that deserve kavod, because they have the Torah, and that's the emes of kavod is kavod haTorah. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kachi darkoi shel Torah. This is the way of learning Torah. And the Yochan says, this is the way you're supposed to start to learn Torah. It's even though at the end you are neichel kovoid and kol tuv shabolim, but at the beginning is pas ba melech teichel. You should eat bread with salt. Umayim ba mesura tishte. You should drink water by measuring it first, not too much. The alhoretz tishan, and you should sleep on the ground. V'chayay tsar tichye, and you should live a life of hardship. Uva Torah ata omol, and you should work and learn Torah. Now Rashi learns pshat, uva Torah ata omol means afa pikein, means even though you have to go through such a hardship, still you mechuyev to learn and work in Torah. In other words, the Mishnah is talking both whether an oshir or whether an oni. No matter how much hardship you have to go through, still you have to plug and work and learn Torah, and you shouldn't just say it's too hard to learn Torah. Like the Gemara in Brocha says, "Ein atera miskayemes el b'mi shemei misatzmei oleho." The only way you'll have a kinyan in Torah if you work hard, and even if it means giving up all your tanugim, all your pleasures, to learn Torah, that's the way you'll be zeicha to learn Torah. Because Torah is only niknas ba'omo rav, working very hard. And the Mishnah says, "V'yemata oisakein," if you do like this. In other words, we're saying this pshat is not that the zechiv you bedavka have to learn with only eating bread and salt and water and sleeping on the floor. Havad, if you have other things and you can learn Torah just as good, then you could do both. But in the case where you don't have other pleasures, and in order to get them, you'll have to mavato from learning Torah, it's not kedai, it's kedai better to learn Torah, even though you'll have to go through a hardship. And the Mishnah says, as we learned before, that's only the beginning of learning will be that way. Aber v'yemata oisakein, if you do learn like this, you should know, Ashrecho v'tevloch. Ashrecha, worthy are you, and it's good for you. And we dashin, Ashrecha means b'olam hazeh, will be good for you in this world. V'toivloch l'olam habo, and it'll be good for you in olam habo, it'll also be good. So Toshid, you understand, the end is very good. Toivloch l'olam habo, pshit, if you learn Torah, you get olam habo. But the beginning that says Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, l'chur, that's hard to understand. So I once heard from Rabbi Eli Apiyan, the Tzal, he learns fakir. The Yashrecho Boilo Mazeh, that's for Zicha, that's for sure. In other words, a person that doesn't run after enjoyment, Tanubi Eilo Mazeh, his Ikra of this world is to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, he'll have a good and easy life. The pshat is, he's not going to be about Gaiva, he's not going to be about Taiva, he's not going to run after everything, and if he doesn't have it, he's not going to feel bad. He's going to have an enjoyable life. Mashenkin, people that have Taiva and Gaiva and Kino, they're the ones that have a miserable life. So therefore, the Ashrecho b'olam hazeh, that's 100%. For Toivloch b'olam habo, used to say, it's probably that you will get olam habo. But of course, there's a chance that you'll do other averus that you won't get your olam habo. So it's probably for Toivloch b'olam habo. Yeah, that's Mishnah Baita. Al tevakeish gedula liyatzmoch. That means if you learned a lot of Torah, don't look to get greatness from it. I mean, don't look to be a shorora, to be like a leader, because you are kind of Torah. V'yaltach moed kovod, and don't run after to receive kovod, to receive honor. When Rashi says why, because if you're looking to receive honor, it looks like you didn't learn Torah l'shma, you only learned Torah to get your honor. V'ayta yoyse melimudoch asei, it's more than you're learning, you should do. Because like the Mishnah before we had, kol shemaisov merubim mechachmoso yischachmoso miskayemes. It's not enough just to learn and to be kind Yediyas HaTorah. You have to do and be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. So Yosef Melimudoch Asay V'yaltisabe L'Shulchonim Shel Melochim. don't have a desire to be by the shulchan, the table of the kings. In other words, to have tremendous hano of olam hazeh. She shulchanoch godo mishulchanam, because your table is greater than their table. So some learn the mafarshim means in olam habo, that your table, the schar you get in olam habo, is bigger than the table the malachim have olam hazeh. Weiter v'chisroch godo mikisrom, and your crown, the crown of Torah, is greater than the crown of Malachim. V'nem, like we'll see the Mishnah later, that the Keser Torah is godo mikesa malchus. V'nemen hu ba'al malachtoch, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is faithful, he's nemon, she yeshalim loch sechar pulosoch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back reward for all the work you did. In other words, in Olam Habo, that's the Yikum Mokum, where we receive our schar and befrat for the limud haTorah. The Mishnah Hey, Gedoyla Torah Yoise min haKuhuna u'min haMalchus. His Torah is greater than Kuhuna and Malchus. SheHaMalchus nikneis b'shloishim milus. His being a melech has 30 milus. There are 30 things that come b'kovedik to a melech. V'akuhuna b'esrim v'arba, and a koyin has 24 milus that he receives, which are the chov dalet matnas kuhuna. And the Yochanan learns pshat is that since the melech is godol misharom, therefore he has these 30 milus. Hu adin a koyin, since he's greater than other than Yisrael and Levi, he gets these 24 matonis. Hu adin, the Mishnah says, V'ha-Torah nikneis b'yaboyim u'shmoyne dvorim. With 48 things, you can be koina the Torah. These are milus, that with these milus, you are koina the Torah. And the pshat is like the other man, like before, just like a koin, because of his chashivis, has these milus, and the melech has these milus, who are then a Talmud Chochem, has to have these milus over the rest of the people. Because of these 48 midos, that's how you are koina the Torah. These are called kinyonim. A kinyon means the way of buying, of acquiring. And the pshat is you have to buy and acquire Torah. And this is the only way you could do it, with these 48 midos. Yeah, the first kinyon is b'salmud. That means by learning, b'terech shkida and hasmoda, to be a masmid, not to stop learning. Some learn the pshat is you should learn from everybody, mikol adam. That's called salmud. The second miler is b'shmias oizin. You have to hear with your ears. So some mafarshim learn you have to hear good from your Rebbe. Another mafarshim learn when you yourself are learning, you should hear what you're saying. You should not learn quietly, but you should learn out loud that you can hear what you're saying. B'yarichas seposayim. That it should come out fluently from your mouth. Like we say, she'eshkurim b'fiv. The same way you received it from your Rebbe, fluently, you should be able to give it over. The next miler is, the fourth miler is, Bevinas Halev, that you should understand what you're learning. The fifth miler is, Besichlus Halev. That means you should understand even deeper and deeper what the things mean. That means, Oimik. The Eimo, you have to learn with Yiro, Eimo from your Rebbe, Eimo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yiro, to have Yiro Shemayim on you. Ba'anova, you have to learn with the Inyan Midas of being humble, She'ono v'shofa ruach, and with this Mida, Yezoicha for learning Torah, like we always bring down, the Gemara Taina says, Lo manim shelo divrei Torah l'mayim lo'imoloch, ma mayim manichem mokam gevoye v'olchem mokam lomuch. His Torah is a martial example to water. Just like water, when you put it on a high place, it runs down to the low place. Av Tivrei Torah, Ein Miskayomim Elebemi Shedaita Shvelem. Tivrei Torah only is in the person that is humble. So that's another midah to be kind of Torah, Ba'anova. The ninth midah is Besimcha. You have to be happy. Hachoves Haleif. The more happy you are, the more your heart is opened. Sayyidu as Hashem b'simcha. B'shimush chachomim. You have to be mishamish, you have to help other chachomim. You have to learn from chachomim. Like we say, G'doyle shimusha yoisim limuda. that you are mishamish, you help Talmidei Chachamim, from helping them and see them, how they do things, how they act, that's the biggest learning. You're learning how to act, how to do things throughout the whole day. Bedigduk chaverim. You have to learn with the chavrusa and bimedagdik what he says, to listen to him. Uva pilpul ha-talmidim. That means when you're giving over the learning to the talmidim, they ask you back questions and you answer them. That's mechadah, that makes you smart. Like Vidash Gemara and Tainis, Eitz Chayim Hila Machazikim Bo. The Gemara says, Lo Manim Shlo Torah Leitz, why is Torah a marshal to a tree? Ma Eitz Koton Madlik Es Agodol, Av Talmid Chachomim, Ketanim Mechadadin Es Agdolim. From your Talmidim, the Rebbe becomes smart by answering their questions. That's called Pilpul HaTalmidim. Be Yishuv, the next meter is the Yishuv. That means your mind should be at ease, at peace. And some learn in the pshat is you should be a baki, the yeshuva shalaylam, heim b'derech eretz, heim b'chochma. You should be b'yishuv. You should be amongst people, b'yishuv. Yeah, the 14th meter is b'mikra. That means you should be a baki in the 24 sifrei hakodesh. B'mishnah, you should be a baki in the shisas of the mishnah. B'miyat Shena, you should not sleep too much. You should be oisik in learning Torah as much as possible. Use all your strength into learning and not being ruggled and sleeping too much. B'miyat Sicha, not talking too much. Don't be mevatel, don't waste time talking. Like Vidash Gemara and Yuma says, V'dibarta bom, v'loy b'dvar macherim. You should be talking in Torah and not in other things. B'miyat Hesis Sicha. The next one is B'miyat Tainug. Not to have too much hano of Olam Hazeh, not to worry about too much achila, too much diya, that just takes away the time from your learning. The miyat tzchoik, not to have too much laughter, like it says, tzchoik or kalas rosh is magilim es odim le'ervam, v'keh, too much laughter brings upon erva, brings upon arois, that's the hepech from Torah. Therefore, the mid of Torah is the miyat tzchoik, not to be laughing too much, the miyat derech eretz, or a little bit derech eretz. Some say derech eretz means tashmish amita, because the more tashmish you have, the more it takes away your strength and it makes you forget. So kinyan ha-Torah is b'miyat derech eretz. B'yerech ha-payim, you should not get angry first. You should be calm, take it easy, because v'keh the Gemara in the Dorm Darshins, kol ha-koyis is mishkakach talmudai or moisif tipshus. If you have the mid of kas, you'll just forget your learning. So, Melo, a kinyan ater is b'miyat b'erech apayin, not to get angry. B'leiv toiv, to have a good heart. That you should not have kinah and not have sinah, but your heart should be rochav, wide open to makabel divrei Torah, with a good heart. B'emunas chachomim, you should have emunah, you should believe whatever the chachomim say is true and to listen to them. B'emunas chachomim. Or the Kabbalah Sayyisurim. And you should be Mekabal upon yourself, Yisurim B'yava. As any time Hashem gives you some pain, you should always be Mekabal B'yava. V'yayna Mahara Achredak Hashem. And don't think about why. Ask questions. Why did Hashem give you these Yisurim? Now the Gemara says in Brochis, Sholosh Matonos Nosna Kosh Broch L'Yisrael. Hashem gave Klai Yisrael three good Matonos, three good presents. V'kulam L'Nosnu Elai Yidei Yisurim. V'yelu Hein. Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Yerlam Habu. So you see, to be Zoycha b'Torah, it comes with Yisurim. Some of us learn the Pshat is that not that you have to have Yisurim, but Afilu, even if Yisurim, if you have pains, still you should be learning Torah. Don't say you have too much pains now, you can't learn, but still you should learn Torah. The 25th Miler is Hamakir Es Mekoymoi, he knows his place. He doesn't try to go too high to take a place where he's not at. He's not, this is the hepech of midas hagaiva, that he has the midas hasiflus, that he knows where he's holding. V'hasameach b'cholkoi, he's happy what he has. He's mistapik b'mu'it. He's not looking to receive more and more hano. And merely he's not nevato from learning Torah, b'shulchem des hamomen, because he's happy with whatever he has. That's a midah to be able to learn b'as mother rabba. To be v'sameach b'cholkoi. The 27th meter, be very careful what comes out of your mouth, how you say it, what you say. He doesn't desire to have a praise for the fact that he's learning Torah. In other words, he's learning Torah lishmo. He's not learning Torah to receive praises for it. Ohuv, his people love him. That's also a midah of Torah that you loved. Oyev es hamokom, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you love Hashem, then you learn Torah with Ava, with love, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to you his rozim. Oyev es abriyos, he loves other people, like we learned before, that means umekavon haTorah, that you love other people, so you make them also learn Torah. That's also a midah that you should be kind to Torah. The fact you love Torah and want other people to learn Torah, that's also a fact that you should be kind to Torah. Oyev es hatzdokos, he loves to do tzedakah, to do the right. Oyev es hatechochos, he's mekabel divrei mechichov. If somebody tells him he's doing something wrong, he's mekabel et biyahavo. That's also a midah of kinyan haTorah, to be mekabel techocho. That's one of the things that's missing bizman hazeh. The people don't like to receive techocho. Here another midah is oyev es hameishorim. He loves Hesedera Chayosho, the right way to do things the right way. Oyeves HaMeshorim, Misrachek Min HaKovid, he runs away from honor. He doesn't like when people give him honor, he runs away from it. It's a midah Vavanova, it's also called learning Torah Lishmo. V'loy Megiz Livoy V'Salmudoy, he doesn't become a Bagaivnik and think, I'm so great, I know so much. He's not Megiz Livoy, he doesn't pick up his heart for the fact that he's learning Torah, but instead, fakert, he's makdim, he makes himself small, amidas anovo, v'enoi saneach v'hiro, he's not happy with the fact that he's paskening, giving over. It's not something he's doing for the happiness, but he's doing it mitzad hadin. And other mefarshim learned, fakert, that he's supposed to have yira b'shas he's paskening a din, because chalila, maybe you'll make a toys and pasken the wrong din. Like the Gemara in Yevama says, Lola Mira Hadain Atzma Kilo Cherub Menachas Loi Ben Yaakosef V'Gehenem Psucha Mitachtov. When a dying is passing a din, he has to be very careful to make sure he doesn't make mistakes, as if there's a sword in front of him and Gehenem is open. If he makes a mistake, he's doing the wrong thing. So he's Eino Sameach B'Hero Vaita Noisei B'Olim Chaveroi. In other words, he helps his friends. He's Mishtatif B'Tzarish Chaveroi. If your Chaverim have Tzar, have pains, you help them, you sympathize with them, you help them, the gufoy, the mamoinoi, you mesameach with them. That's called neise bi'olim chaveroi. You help along your chaver. Next midir is ma'achriya lekavzchus. You're always done everybody lekavzchus. Whatever they did, you're not sure if it was for the good or for the bad. You say, mestom, he did it for the good. You're done lekavzchus. Ma'amidoi alemis. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you see, you always look for the yemis in it. You're ma'amido yalemish, looking for the truth. That's the rotzon Hashem. Ma'amido yalasholom. Whatever you do to make peace. You want to make peace between your chaverim, between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Vayta misyashev liboy b'salmudoy. That means you learn. B'toch yishev hadas. You have a clear mind. B'derech kva. And not stam aroy, a little bit here, a little bit there. But you learn mitoch misyashiv b'livoy b'samudai. Another midir is, the 42nd midir is, shoyel u'meshiv. You ask questions to understand. And you also work yourself to try and give an answer. That's called shoyel u'meshiv. You have questions, and you make sure you work until you get an answer, until you get an answer for it. Shoymeya u'meshiv. You hear from other things, you hear from your Rebbe, and you think into it, and you meisef onto it. You explain a little bit more. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Tein la chochem v'yach kemoid. Give a little bit chochem, and he thinks into it more, and makes more chochem out of it. Haloimed al menas lelamit. He learns Torah al menas to be able to teach it to others. That's also a midah. You're not only learning for yourself, but you're learning al menas to be lelamit. V'haloimed al menas lasis. And you have to learn Torah almanas to do the mitzvahs, to mekayim the Torah. Hamach kimes rabbi, a Talmud that makes his Rebbe smart, That means Kesayid, you keep on asking questions to your Rebbe, and by that you're making your Rebbe smart. That's also a midah, that since you're making your Rebbe smart, you'll be Zeche with Torah also. Means you think very deeply to understand what you heard from your Rebbe. Your mechavin means you're medagdik and you're maimik into what you heard. If you heard something and you're saying it over, you say it over in the name of your Rebbe. That's a midah to be kind of Torah. From here we learn, whoever says over something that from learning from the person you heard it from is maybe gula li'olam. You'll bring gula, you'll bring the Mashiach to the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Va'atoymer Esther la'melech b'shei Mordechai. His Esther said it over in the name of Mordechai, and from that Mordechai was zeichet to gula. So really the end part of the Mishnah is like a part by itself. Like really there's one midah if you say over in the name of your Rebbe, that's a midah to be kind of Torah. That is a medrash in Kehelis Rabbah that says, Imeina Talmud Rogu Lemishmua Mishmoisha Rabbi. If the Talmud does not say over the halacha in the name of his Rebbe, Lamocha Tarosim Mishtakachas. Tomorrow you'll forget you learn. So saying it over in the name of your Rebbe is a midah to remember the Torah. And then the Mishnah ends off, you should know with this midah of saying over B'Shem Monroi, you also Zeicha the Gula that Mashiach should come. So at Mishnah Zayin. Gedoyla Torah Shinoisenes Chayim Liyoiseho Boilam Hazeh Uvoilam Abo. His Torah is great that it gives the person that learns it Chayim in this world and Chayim in Oilam Abo. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ki Chayim Heim Lemoitziyahem Ulechol Besorim Arpe. His Torah is Chayim, is life for the people that find it, and it's Merapid, heals you. V'yayim the Pasuk says, Riflus ti tihi lisarecho v'shikul yatzmosecha, that it should be a healing and heal you up. For yoimer, it's another pasuk says, it's chayim hi lemachazikim bo v'esaymche mu'shor. For yoim, another pasuk says, kiv yas chen heim l'roshecha v'yanokl megagarosecha, they're like chains around your neck. For yoim, another pasuk says, titin l'roshecha liv yas chen ateres deferes timaginecha. For yoim, another pasuk says, Orech yomin v'yemina v'smoyle oishe v'chovei. V'yoymer ki orech yomin u'shnois chayim v'sholom yosifuloch. So these are psukim saying that Torah gives you chayim in this world, in olam hazeh, and hu adin it gives you chayim in olam habo. But they say that refuas tila serecho, that goes b'olam habo. So these are all psukim, what the maila of the chiyus you get from learning Torah. The Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Hanoi v'hakoyach v'yoisher v'hakovoid v'hachochmo v'hazikno v'hasevom v'habonim noy letzadikim v'no le'olam. These are good things for the tzadikim and good things for the world. Here Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ateres tiferes sevo v'derech tzdoko timotzei. V'yoyim, another posik says, Ateras chachomim osrom. V'yoyim, another posik, Ateras esekenim b'nevonim v'seferes bonim avoysom. V'yoyim, another posik says, Tiferes bachurim koichom v'hadar zekenim sevo. V'yoyim, v'chofro halavono uvoysho ha'chamo ki molach Hashem tzvokos v'atzion of Yerushalayim v'neged zekenim kovoid. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, Elu sheva midos Shemonu Chachomim Latzadikim is Kulam Niskaimu B'Revi Uvavonov. All these seven Midas were by Revi and his sons. What were these seven Midas again? Hanoi, the beauty, Fakoyach strength for Isher and riches, V'Hakovoid and to receive honor, V'Hachochma wisdom, V'Hazikna to become old, V'Haseva to be satisfied, V'Habonim and to be Zeicha to have children. Here Mishnah Tes. Omar Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. I was once walking in the road. I met a person. He said to me, Rebbe, where are you from? I'm from a big city with Talmidei Chachamim. Rebbe, he told to me, maybe you want to live with us. Elef alofim dinrei zohov v'yavonim toivus umagolius. I'll give you a tremendous amount of wealth. Omarti loy, I answered him, v'ni, my son, im atonoisim li kol kesev zov v'avonim toivus umagolius shabolim. Even if you give me all the wealth in the world, any dor elabim koim Torah, I'll only live in a place where there's Torah. Lefi, shebashas patirosu shalodim. When a person leaves this world, ein melavin loy liyodim, nothing goes with him. Loy kesev, loy zov, loy avonim. All the riches stay behind. Toivus umagolius. Ela Torah umaisim toivim buvad. The only thing that goes with you is the Torah and the maisim toivim. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'shalechecho tancho oisoch. V'shochtecho tishmor olecho. V'akitzoisuhi sesichecho. V'shalechecho tancho oisoch. Boy lamazim. V'shoch v'cho tishmo lecho ba'kever. V'akitzoi sehi sehi checho. Le'olam habo. There is the ma'isim tovim and Torah that goes with you to le'olam habo. V'chein kosev v'seifat ilim. Ha'edei dovin melch Yisrael. Tov lis toras picho mi'alfei zov v'chesev. V'yoyme li ha'kesev li ha'zov omer Hashem tzavokis. Mishne Yud. Chamisha kinyonim konu ha'kodesh baruch hu'b'yolomoy. There are five kinyonim, means special things that Hashem acquired in this world. V'yelu hein. Torah kinyan echad, Shemayim Voritz kinyan echad, Avraham kinyan echad, Yisrael kinyan echad, Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad, Torah kinyan echad minayin dechsev Hashem konani reishes darkoi, kedem mefolav miyoz. That's Torah. Shemayim Voritz kinyan echad means something special, minayin shenema, koyama Hashem ha-shemayim kisiv oratz abayim ragloi, eze baisa shetivni leze mokam minuchosim, v'yoy memorabah masech la-Hashem kulam mechokam asisim olot kinyan echad, Avraham kinyan echad, Minayin dechsev vayibarachei v'yema baruch avrom yelolim kainish my lords. Yisrael kinyanechud minayin dechsev ad yabram cho Hashem ad yabram zukanisin. Vayim melekdoishim asher borat seimo v'yadire kochet seibom. Beis hamikdash kinyanechud minayin shenemar. Mikdash Hashem kain lo yudecho vayimer. Vayivim el gavul kodeshoy harzer konso yiminay. The last Mishnah. Kol ma sheboro hakodesh boruchu bolomoy. Everything that Hashem created in this world, it was only created to give back glory to Hashem. Shenem, Mother Pasuk says, Kol hanikra b'shmi, anything that is called in my name, v'lechvoidi b'rosiv, I was created to glorify me. Yitzatev aposisiv, that's why I made it. V'oimer Hashem yimlech le'olam v'ed, Hashem should reign forever. Yes, so the Tana ends off with the Pasuk, Hashem yimlech le'olam v'ed, to say, like, even though right now in this world, right now, we don't see it so much that everything is the covered Hashem, we don't see everything is being done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered, but it's only because we don't see it. But avada, it is that way, and Hashem yimlech le'olam v'ed, it'll soon come a time when everybody will realize that everything in this world is only for covered Hashem, and therefore we're supposed to chapa right now and do everything, do mitzvahs, learn Torah, because this is the way we give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way we mekayim our tafkid in this world, to give kovid back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Akashi, Rotz HaKodesh Baruch Hu lezakeh es Yisrael, lefika chirbo lem Torah mitzvah shenemar, Hashem chofis leman tzidko yagdu Torah v'yadir. And the pshat is, the reason why Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs is only to be good to us, to mezakeh us with a lot of schar. Is the more mitzvahs we do, the more schar we receive in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Habo, and everybody should...